You're listening to SBS News.
At the end of 2019, just 12 months ago, Australian rock climber Tiffany Milius was preparing for her biggest chapter yet.
So November 2019 was Australian Championships, which was the qualifier for the Oceania Championships, which is the qualifier for the Olympics. And I had placed third overall, so behind two really young competitors. So being 36, I was pretty excited that I was still competing against the young ones. And yeah, being like, all right, so this is it. Home stretch to the Olympic qualifiers, and then I find out what my life is going to be like after that.
But 3 months later, the world was plunged into a global pandemic. Tiffany's Olympic journey had started 3 years earlier, several months after the International Olympic Committee announced that sport climbing would be held as an event for the first time in 2020. Having retired after winning the Australian Bouldering Championships and planning to start a family with her partner, the Olympics announcement flew under Tiffany's radar. But in early 2017, she realised she had been incredibly miserable in the months following her Australian title win.
I was obviously proud that climbing was going to be in the Olympics. It's a pivotal moment for any sport to be included in the Olympics. But it wasn't actually until quite early of 2017 when I had been incredibly miserable for months after I won the bouldering, Australian Bouldering Nationals. I had a bunch of conversations with ex-Olympic and ex-elite athletes about their retirement and how they had moved into retirement. And I was trying to sort of move myself in that direction as well. But what I didn't realize at the time, which I found out later, was that I have had a tiny little piece of unconsciousness inside me that really actually wanted to do the Olympics and hadn't seen how far I could go. And that piece was the bit that was making me miserable.
Tiffany decided to aim for the Olympics and started training in her adopted home of Vancouver. But in January 2020, Canada reported its first case of COVID-19 and outbreaks soon began appearing around the world. Unable to fly to Australia for the Olympic qualifiers, and with her gym closed in Vancouver, Tiffany was at her peak condition with nowhere to compete and no certainty about when she could.
Well, I think my coach described it really well, that I'm not sure that I kept the athlete mentality as much as I was like a runaway train, in that I didn't really know what else to do, so I just kept going. And when in fact I probably should have just pulled back and like taken a breath and maybe even taken a break.
The extra spare time and isolation from loved ones during lockdown had pushed Tiffany to realize how much she had sacrificed over the last 3 years pursuing her Olympic dream.
And maybe I was a little bit naive and I didn't think that I would be making sacrifices. In my head, the framing of it was really, I'm prioritizing other things in my life. By the end of this, by the time I made the decision to stop doing that, the Olympic bid, it definitely felt like I had been making sacrifices all the way along. And honestly, the biggest sacrifice I think was around my health. I've had some really big mental health struggles and recurring illness, and all I can really guess is that it's from the level of training that I was doing, and maybe overtraining the things I knew I was going to have to deprioritize at that time. That's what I thought it was putting off starting a family, which is a big thing because I've wanted to have kids. I've known I've wanted to have kids since I was a kid myself.
It took a lovely warm day, which she spent wedding dress shopping with her sister and sharing dinner with her best friend, for Tiffany to make the decision that had been coming for months.
Yeah, and at the end of that day, I was like, I want more days like this. I'm tired, like soul tired of being alone, training in the gym, forcing myself to go to sessions where I know there's not going to be anybody there and do something that, while I love doing it, it's for an outcome that I don't know if I'm going to get. The Olympic experience is not going to be the same. Is this really what I still want to be doing with my time? And yeah, the answer that came up for me was no, this isn't it isn't what I still want to be doing.
In October, she announced she would be cutting her Olympic dream short.
As much as I know that that's the right decision for me, it's still sad. It's been my identity for the last 3 years, and it's been every decision that I make, every waking moment is what's going to be serving my goal of making it to the Olympics. And letting go of that is not simple, even if it's right.
Tiffany is now focusing on full-time work as executive director of a community mental health organization, and she's looking towards motherhood at some point. She admits to being sad that she didn't even get to finish trying for the Olympics, but she says she still goes to the climbing gym, and she still calls it training.
I go in and I'm like, so what do I do today? What's my purpose? What energy system am I training today? Well, it doesn't matter. Tiffany, mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want.
If you need support with mental health, you can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.